In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The Christian life is self-evident and not selfish. The Christian life is one of imitation and not counterfeit. The Christian life is verb, wherein our witness speaks from our faith. The Christian life is not molded to become mildewed. It is not molded just to sit around and do nothing, but it is molded by God's Spirit in holy baptism, in the sacrament of the altar, to live the life of Christ in this world through all of the ups and downs that all of us have experienced. Modeling is not, of course, trying to be the great pretender or a charlatan. Modeling is being an example, as Paul talks about, imitating by God's Spirit, living the life of Christ in this world, so that wherever you go, whenever you speak, whatever you leave behind, they see the Christ in you. And so Paul tells the Christians in Thessalonica that their life in Christ is all about the power of the gospel. The Christians in this busy seaport, well, they're known by all people around, Macedonia, Achaia, and all the farthest reaches. They are all known by their Christian witness, by the Christ that they see in them. They imitate Christians like Paul, Timothy, Silvanus. Well, when they imitate them, they imitate the Christ in them. And so as St. Paul tells the Christians of Thessalonica, so the Lord tells us that in Christ we are molded by God's Spirit through the power of the gospel of Christ. Yet to many Christians, even in Paul's time, in our time, there's nothing new under the sun. Sin is sin. Grace is grace. A lot of us suffer from our old sinful nature of what I think a lot of us have called the fallacy of faith. You know, I'm a seminarian, I'm a professor, I'm a staff, I'm a student, I'm an instructor. I'm a card-carrying member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. I mean, so what else is there? I expect when I die, the pastor, of course, will want to bury me. I mean, let's face it, even though maybe I haven't worshipped for a while, don't come to chapel a lot, but let's face it, I'm in Christ. Can't everybody see that? So what do? Just kind of remain academic? Remain in the pew? Remain in the classroom? And we, by our sinful nature, what do? We reject the potter who molds us in body and soul by his creative word, and then brings us to saving faith by water, word, and faith. We think great thoughts. We load all of our brains here in the classes we take with wonderful theological paradigms that are very helpful to all of us, so that what the people see around us is the academic, but perhaps do they really see an attitude of humility in Christ? We tell off-color jokes. We use the internet as our god of adultery. We gossip. We wonder, you know, what do people think about us as we try and preach and teach and have this sort of a Harris Poll mentality, especially when we get out in the parish, of am I doing the right thing? And then we wonder why people around you and me say, I've heard this. And you're a pastor? And you're a seminarian? And you're a deaconess? And you're an instructor? And you're a staff member? And the idols of life begin to stretch out their tentacles to peoples, to places, and to things that take, look, and bite the fruit of the tree of knowing good and evil. This is quackery. This is sin of self, replacement of God in our imitation of the sinful world in the flesh. It is nothing but selfish, counterfeit, and loveless. The Lord begins all of us as a one-cell embryonic human being. Yeah, corrupt in body and soul by sin, but he brought you to faith in Jesus Christ through water and word. He molded you to model, to be an example of living this life of Christ in this world. And so the kind of men who preach the gospel means a good deal regarding the effect of their preaching that it produces. But we don't add power to the gospel. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation to all who believe. We plant the seed of the gospel, we water the gospel, we imitate the gospel in us, and God causes the growth. We model the gospel, Jesus Christ of Calvary, who was raised for our justification. And so the faith of the Thessalonian Christians went forth throughout all of the land by the power of God's Spirit working through the gospel. They were imitating and modeling this gospel in them. And this imitation and this modeling of the gospel of all those proclaimers who have gone before all of us here when the seminary began many, many, many years ago is continued by the same gospel power in you who will live the life of Christ in this world as a pastor, as a deaconess, Christians in Christ. You imitate those Christians around you, you imitate the Christ. This is the same power of the gospel that Paul sees and hears amongst the Thessalonian Christians. And as these Thessalonian Christians were example, a model to all believers in Macedonia, Achaia, and to the farthest reaches, so we pastors and deaconesses and instructors and staff, we too are examples and models to all believers in Clayton, in St. Louis, in Manchester, in Glendale, here on Concordia Seminary's campus, or wherever God takes you to serve the Lord Jesus Christ and his people. This is God's work. This is God's gospel of grace. God molded you by his grace through faith. We are molded in Christ not to sit around and become mildewed by the idolatries of the sinful flesh of the world. God's Spirit, by his gospel, turns us saints in Christ from the idolatries of self and arrogance to serve the living and true God and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who will deliver us from the wrath to come. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.